about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Are you ready to get out of debt and start winning with money? Each week, The Money Champ brings you strategies for getting out of the financial rat race and building long-term wealth. You'll learn tips for getting rid of student loan debt, paying off your house in under 10 years, investing for retirement, and much, much more. And now, The Money Champ, Nick Blair.
Sean Carney joins me today all the way from New York to share some tips on how he is paying for college in hopes of graduating with the lowest amount of student loan debt as possible. Sean, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. And let me start by asking you, kind of, if you don't mind, to share a little bit about your background with us.
Sure. So I am a senior marketing student at Ithaca College in Ithaca, New York. And I'm set to graduate here in a couple weeks. I'll be graduating the third week in May. With a Bachelor of Science in Integrated Marketing Communications. It's been a fantastic 4 years, a very quick 4 years for me. And, you know, along the way, you generate some things where you have to make your own money, and, you know, you come up with loans and things. So that's been a challenge for me along the way. But before I entered college, I'm from the Albany, New York area, actually, and I'm looking to work there post-graduation as well, and 23 years old.
All right, fair enough. Now, as far as Ithaca College, if my memory serves me correctly, is that the college in Road Trip? In that movie Road Trip?
What?
In the movie Road Trip?
Oh, Road Trip, yes. That
okay,
is
fair
one
enough.
Of our... Yeah, that is one of our claim to fame, and very funny movie. It's always good to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the I think one of the writers or producers went here in the school, in the communication school. So I think that's why that got written in.
Okay, fair enough. So now, what as far as Ithaca College, what made you decide to go there?
So when I was originally looking at schools, I really wanted to stay within New York. I love this state. New York's a fantastic state and an amazing educational system. Public and private schools are amazing. So when I applied to four schools, and they were all within New York: Syracuse, SUNY Oswego, SUNY Plattsburgh, and Ithaca College. And something about Ithaca, it was the first school I visited. I visited all of them, and when I came to Ithaca, it was something about the size of the school. It's a medium-sized school. It's about 7,000. And the program was pretty much exactly what I was looking for. At the time, I was extremely interested in broadcasting, actually.
Okay.
And still to this day, I still am. They have an award-winning radio station that I've been the manager of for the past year. And so doing something like that is something I really looked for at Ithaca and why I chose it, but also the marketing department here in the communications school is outstanding. The internship opportunities that they present you is something that was, you know, told to me before I came here. They said they would guarantee internships and, you know, postgraduate employment to make you ready, and that was something that I really liked. And, you know, along with the size of the school, it was just, it all added up, and I couldn't have made a better decision, to be honest.
Okay, well, fair enough. So now let's be honest here, it had nothing to do with Road Trip.
I've watched Road Trip a few times. It's an inspiring movie.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, I gotcha. You're definitely a college movie.
Yeah, it's a college movie, and it's funny though, watching things like that. And there's a few references. I think Ithaca is also referenced in American Pie. It's referenced there as well. So there's a lot of culture around the Ithaca area in general, and, you know, Cornell's right next to us. So that's why, you know, it's really well known around the world, and it's just a really neat community, and that's also an aspect of why I chose it. It's just a really nice part of New York State.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, Sean, at what point in your college career did you kind of tap into your purpose and passion and figure out what you wanted to do after college?
I would say after the first year. So when I came into college, I was dead set on wanting to be a broadcast journalist. I wanted to be, on TV. I wanted to deliver news. And I came to college. I was enrolled in journalism for a year. And I realized really quickly something that people told me might happen. They said, Sean, you might change. You know, don't be afraid to change your passions when you're in college, because when you go to college, you find out a lot about yourself and everyone around you and your passions. And
absolutely.
So after the first year, I quickly realized I didn't really enjoy journalism that much, and I didn't really have a passion for it. And then I was always kind of interested in marketing. So that's when I kind of changed my direction. And from that point on, pretty much my sophomore year, I was able to figure out that, I really enjoy marketing, and I really enjoy radio as well. And so I've stuck with radio throughout my all four of my years here at Ithaca. And the experience I've gained from, even radio and putting radio and marketing together has been absolutely phenomenal. So that's when I really discovered, about sophomore year that there's a future in marketing and even radio, putting those two together one day, possibly, there's a lot of potential there.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking back to when I went to school, and I think, I changed majors at least four times, and I'm just kind of think that it's great that you were able to kind of find it your second year, because let's just be honest, college now is just too expensive to kind of be switching majors four and five times. I'm thinking like maybe once, but you definitely need to kind of find your purpose and passion as quick as possible, so that way you're not forking out a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. And that's the key thing nowadays. You have to, you don't have the freedom to really take your time and figure things out, because the more time you take, the more money you're going to spend. And so there is that added pressure, I'll definitely say, to figure out your passion. But at the same time, it's important to step back and take all of your options in.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
With that, you eventually figure something out.
I agree. And Sean, as you know, many students are juggling part-time jobs in school, and it looks like you found actually a better way to make a living as a freelancer. That's not your typical 9-to-5 job, and I definitely commend you for that decision, because you're actually earning an income by doing what you truly enjoy, and you're also gaining valuable experience for your career now. Tell us a little bit about your work doing voiceovers.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, this is a great little side part of my life that has been really successful, and I'm really happy about how it's gone, because, like you said, not a lot of people have the freedom to create their own job. So in May 2014, about 2 years ago, I found the freelance site Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and it's a website where pretty much people who have skills, a certain skill set, can post a job. Anything they have the skill set to do, they can post on there, and someone can order something that they would like. So there's graphic designers, there's voiceover artists, which I am, web programmers, anything. And it runs off a system that they're getting a great deal, but at the same time, the seller is getting compensated for, something that they enjoy and, they have a passion for. So I've been doing voiceovers for Fiverr for, about 2 years now. And within the past year, it's really taken off to something incredible that's allowed me to make that extra money to help pay for everything outside of tuition, pretty much, in my life. because tuition is incredibly sky high. It's excruciating to think about the amount of tuition. But, you know, everything else outside of college, because sometimes people forget that there are these other aspects of payments that you have to make, such as paying for a car or a cell phone bill, the clothes in your back, you know, all the food every day that you eat. All of that, I've been really lucky to actually spend with the money I make from my voiceover business. And that's something that you don't really see too much outside of a traditional job. And I've really enjoyed just the flexible hours and everything that is so untraditional about the way I've made money throughout college doing this is really fascinating. Even to me, I'm really thankful every day that I found a passion for that. And, you know, I've definitely thought about pursuing it as long as I can, and I do plan to stay with it after graduation.
Oh, wow. Okay, awesome. And so now, did I hear you correctly in saying that Fiverr is a website that allows you to post your skill set and essentially the employer finds you?
So anyone can really find you.
Okay.
So if I, let's say I am a small business owner and I want to make a radio commercial. But radio commercials are extremely expensive to make. And so I can go on Fiverr as a business owner, type in a radio commercial or a voiceover or something like that, and they'll get several results. One of those results will be me. And if they like my voice or if they like the person next to me or, you know, another result voice, they can pick whatever they want and then place an order with that person and get an extremely discounted rate.
Awesome.
But at the same time, the seller is making compensation from that, from otherwise business that they never would have had. So that's why it's a really great model that Fiverr has developed, and it works great for buyers and sellers.
So what would you say the amount of time that you spend each week working at Fiverr?
I would say I always advertise myself as I work 7 days a week for the past 2 years, pretty much. And although that sounds crazy and that sounds like a lot, it's really nice. It's really not that bad because you do make up your own hours. So probably about anywhere between 10 to 15 hours a week I might spend on, you know, on this small side business I have doing voiceovers on top of college and classes and all that. But I've really learned to balance it out really well, and it at times it does get a significant amount of time, but at the same time you have to make ends meet, and I set certain quotas for myself where I have to meet. So I have, you know, I might have a specific number I want to meet because I have a bill to pay that, you know, needs to get covered, and I put a certain amount in a savings account every week. So in order to do all that, I help balance out myself and balance out my business, and that all decides how much I work. But I would say about 10 to 15 hours a week. But like I said, you know, you make your own hours, so it's really convenient, and it's not like a traditional job where it's like 10 hours straight of working. I can kind of do an order and go to class, come back from class, do another one, and that's kind of how my schedule goes every day.
Definitely want to give you kudos, you know, for essentially picking something that you enjoy. It's flexible. It's still, you know, with you working 10 to 15 hours a week, that's definitely gives you a lot of time to study and, you know, to ensure that your grades are where they need to be. And also, you know, coming from the financial world, that a college student has a savings account, you know, not too many college kids have a savings account. So like I said, definitely want to give props to you on that as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Now, as far as the tuition at Ithaca, how much is it per year?
It is very expensive. Since it is a private school, it is about probably double what you would pay for a public school. So it goes upwards of, you know, $53,000 with everything included.
Oh, wow.
on an annual basis. So I mean, but there's, you know, government loans and things that obviously sway that cost. But if you were to come as a student with, you know, nothing at all and just pay a flat fee, you would pay about $53,000.
Okay, perfect.
Which is pretty, it's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely expensive. Yeah, yeah, definitely expensive. But you know, the good thing is you're finding a way, you know, to pay for it. It'd be easy just to kind of sit back and just take out multiple loans, but you know, you're being responsible with it, and that's my whole thing. I definitely don't like student loans, but I do understand the world that we live in. You know, sometimes you got to take them out, but the biggest thing is you got to be responsible with it. And I definitely see, you know, what you're doing and that you are being responsible in it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah, it's important because, you know, a lot of people look over that, and I know a lot of students look over that too. You know, they work these jobs, and they work, you know, they're 10, 20 hours a week or so at their traditional job, and they'll pull in this money, and then they'll spend it on, like, concerts or anything. And I know, you know, there's part of being a college student that you have to enjoy. I certainly have a fun aspect of in college, and you know, everyone has to have that. It's an experience you have to gain, but at the same time, it's important to sit back and set yourself up for the future. This is something I learned from my dad too. You know, he told me, you know, step back, look at the future, what's ahead, and always make sure you're saving for what's next, because when you don't save for what's next, when you're not looking towards the future, it's not good, because you never know what can happen down the road. And even if I leave college, you know, I have a savings account to, you know, back me up a little bit. I don't know too many people that can say that coming out of college. So
you got that right.
It is important.
As far as your expected graduation date, when will you be graduating?
I am graduating on May 22nd, actually. So in 3 weeks, I am ready to graduate, and it's quite a weird feeling. It's pretty surreal to see how fast 4 years have gone. But you know, I remember someone telling me, and I'm sure people told you the same thing. You know, that'll be the fastest 4 years of your life as college.
Yes, yes.
And but the experience you get being in a college environment are just, you know, unforgettable and just irreplaceable, and it's quite an amazing experience. And but the thing I'm happy about is 4 years later, I'm ready to enter the professional world, and that's what's really, really neat about colleges. You know, at least nowadays, you know, I can only speak for how it is now, but I am very ready to enter the world, and also a little anxious and excited to finally enter the real world, because I think by senior year you get a little bit of senioritis and you kind of check out a little bit. That's kind of where I am now, but because you put in a lot of time and all those tests and everything, that's kind of old. But yeah, it has been quite an experience, quite a ride, and a very fast 4 years.
Now, in regards to your purpose and passion, Sean, how did that fuel you to, you know, graduate in only 4 years? Because that's another issue that students are having. I don't know a lot of, you know, people that graduate in 4 years. You know, a lot of people hang out 5, 6, you know, 7 years. I actually went to school with a guy. He had been there for 10 years now, which was crazy. And he was taking, I mean, just didn't make any sense whatsoever. And he was taking out loans. So, you know, there's no telling. He's probably somewhere, you know, there's no telling where he's at right now. I could just imagine what, you know, his student loans are. Good gracious. But, you know, talk to me about how your passion, you know, like I said, kind of fueled you to kind of get in and out, because it sounds like you were very dedicated and focused by knowing what you wanted to do, what you enjoyed, and so forth.
Right. Well, first of all, thank you very much. Yeah, it means a lot. It is sometimes difficult to always graduate on time, and it doesn't surprise me. You know, you told me, you know, a person there 10 years, that it's shocking, but you know, it really doesn't surprise me, because I do see that happening with a lot of people here as well. You know, there's also a thing called a gap year a lot of people take, and they take a year in between high school usually, or they'll take like a couple of years of college and then stop and then pick it back up again. So it is difficult to graduate in 4 years, with as easy it is to just stop going to college, it's really easy to just withdraw. So in order to stay motivated, you have to have the right mindset about what a college education can do. And a few years ago, someone told me, Sean, just get a degree. Doesn't matter what it's in, just get a degree from college. It shows that you can do higher education, you can do higher learning, and you're experienced enough to get through a part of life that not many people do or not many people finish. You can actually finish a college education. And so that kind of, those words that someone told me really motivated me to not worry about figuring everything out in life, because every college student wants to just know everything about life as soon as they can. When you don't worry about that stuff, when you just think about getting an education, when you just think about furthering your own self, that will get you through within 4 years. That's really what has kept me going. And even if you graduate college at the end of the 4 years and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm too happy, you know, with my major or my degree that I chose, it's okay. First of all, you can go back and, you know, do whatever you want. But you did a college education and you have a college degree now. And just that simple aspect of your life now puts you ahead of a huge crowd of people that never even got to that point.
Yeah, I agree. And Sean, as far as this is going to be the last question here, what would be the three biggest tips that you have for, you know, students that are looking to go into college right now?
So those looking to enter college or those in college?
Yes, those looking to enter college.
So first, you have to be open to change. You may go into college wanting to be one thing, and you will end at the end of your 4 years coming out completely different. If you told me that, you know, I'd be going into marketing or having a voiceover business when I was a senior in high school, I would have called you crazy, because it just wouldn't make sense. Like, I was dead set on what I wanted to do, and a year into college, I changed. And that was really influential to me. So the advice I always give to people is to be open to change. Second of all is you have to make sure you be open to ideas and open to different aspects of life. What you're going to find in college is that you're going to meet a lot of people that see things differently than you do. And rather than put down ideas or things people are telling you, you know, advice people keep telling you, rather than put all that down, it's really good to accept that and analyze it and build off your own opinions. College is a great place to learn, obviously. Not just in the classroom, but actually being in a college environment really can help you learn. So being open to ideas other than yours would be a second point that I would bring up. And the third is comes down to what I feel most passionate about a lot of times is make sure you have a savings account. Make sure you save some money and learn how to save. Take a course in economics. Take a course in the stock market. How does the stock market work? How can I start saving? A lot of people think the investment in the stock market world is too much, or, you know, no one can really tackle that. But, I mean, that's your future that you're dealing with. And if you can leave college with even just, you know, a little bit saved, you're ahead of everyone else. And that's experience that you can take with you to a job and all that, and that, you know, financial experience. You can take financial experience anywhere. So having your financials under control is definitely in my top three things that I recommend to not only college students, but everyone.
Yeah, well, Sean, I admit, that's definitely great in my advice, and I support those thoughts 100%. I couldn't have said it better myself. It definitely sounds like you have your head on straight. You know, now how old are you? 22, 23?
I am 23. I actually just turned 23 a couple days ago.
Oh, well, happy belated birthday, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes, yes. You're definitely, you know, not the average 23-year-old. You definitely have your head on straight and definitely, you know, expect to see big things from you in the future.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It means a lot to hear that.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Well, Sean, I definitely appreciate it for you taking some time out of your day and spending it and coming on the show for the Money Champ. Thank you for coming out and spending some time and sharing your story with us.
Oh, thank you very much. You've been a pleasure to talk to. You got a fan now. I'm gonna listen into your series, and I hope to see it grow a lot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, my website is themoneychamp.com. So. Yeah, just be mindful, check that out, and hopefully my producer will have this podcast up in the next week or so.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Sean. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.